Today's reading is John 6, 1 through 15. Jesus feeds the 5,000. Sometime after this, Jesus crossed to the far shore of the Sea of Galilee. That is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great crowd of people followed him because they saw the sign he had performed by healing the sick. Then Jesus went up to the mountainside and sat down with his disciples, and the Jewish Passover festival was near. When Jesus looked up and saw a great cloud coming towards him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for all these people to eat?" He asked this only to test him, for he already had it in mind what he was going to do. Philip answered him, "It would take more than a half of a year's wages to buy enough bread for each one to have a bite." Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. "Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish. But how far will they go among so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." There was plenty of grass in that place, and they sat down. About 5,000 men were there. Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. When they had had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces that are left over, and let nothing be wasted." So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of the 5 barley loaves left over those who had eaten. After the people saw the sign Jesus performed, they began to say, "Surely this is the prophet who is to come into the world." Jesus, knowing that they intended to come and make him king by force, withdrew again to the mountain by himself. Jesus walks on water. Then that evening, today's reading, 1 Peter 2, 18 through 25. "Slaves, in a reverent fear of God, submit yourselves to your masters, not only to those who are good and considerate, but also to those who are harsh. For it is commendable if someone bears up under the pain of unjust suffering because they are conscious of God. But how is it to your credit if you receive a beating for doing wrong and endure it? But if you're suffering for doing good and you endure it, this is commendable before God. To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. And when they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judged justly. He himself bore out sins. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed, for you were like a sheep going astray. But now you have returned to the shepherd and the overseer of our souls. Today's reading is Song of Songs 3. All night long on my bed, I looked for the one my heart loves. I looked for him, but did not find him. I will get up and now and go about the city. Through its streets and squares, I will search for the one my heart loves. So I looked for him, but did not find him. The watchmen found me as he made their rounds in the city. Have you seen the one my heart loves? Scarcely had I passed them. Then I found the one my heart loves. I held him and would not let him go till I had brought him to my mother's house, in the room of the one who conceived me. Daughters of Jerusalem, I charge you, by the gazelles and by the does of the field, do not arouse or awaken love until it so desires. Who is this coming up from the wilderness, like a column of smoke, perfumed with myrrh and incense, made from all the spices of the merchant? Look, it is Solomon's carriage, escorted by 60 warriors, the noblest of Israel, all of them wearing the sword, all experienced in battle, which with his sword at his side prepared for the terrors of the night. King Solomon made for himself the carriage. He made it of wood from the Lebanon, and the posts were made from silver, and its base of gold. Its seats were upholstered with purple, and its interior inlaid with love. Daughters of Jerusalem, come out, and look at you, daughters of Zion. Look on King Solomon wearing a crown, the crown with which his mother crowned him on the day of his wedding, the day his heart rejoiced. Today's reading is Jeremiah 49 concerning the Ammonites. This is what the Lord says. Has Israel no sons? Has Israel no heirs? Why then is Molech taken possession of Gad? Why do his people live in its towns? But the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will sound the battle cry against Rahab of the Ammonites. It will become a mound of ruins, and its arousing surrounding villages will be set on fire. Then Israel will dive out. Then Israel will drive out those who drove her out, says the Lord. Wail, Heshbon, for Ai is destroyed. Cry out, you inhabitants of Rahab. Put on sackcloth and mourn. Rush here and there inside the walls, for Molech will go into exile, together with his priest and his officials. Why do you boast of your valleys so fruitful, unfaithful daughter Ammon? You trust in your riches and say, who will attack me? I will bring terror on you from all those around you, declares the Lord. The Lord Almighty, every one of you will be driven away, and no one will gather the fugitives. Yet afterward, I will restore the fortresses and the fortunes of the Ammonites, declares the Lord. A message about Edom. Concerning Edom, this is what the Lord Almighty says. Is there no longer wisdom in Teman? Has counsel perished from the prudent? Has their wisdom decayed? Turn and flee. Hide in deep caves, you who live in Dinan. for I will bring disaster on Isa. At the time when I punish him, if grapes pickers gave to you, would they not leave a few grapes? If thieves came during the night, would they not steal only as much as they wanted? But I will strip Esau bare. I will uncover his hidden places so that he cannot conceal himself. His armed men are destroyed, also his allies and neighbors, so there is no one to say, leave your fatherless children. I will keep them alive. Your widows, too, can depend on me. This is what the Lord says. If those who do not deserve to drink the cup must drink it, why should you go unpunished? You will not go unpunished, but must drink it. I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that Bozrah will become a ruin and a curse, an object of horror and a reproach, and all its towns will be in ruins forever. I have heard a message from the Lord. An envoy was sent to the nations to say, assemble yourselves to be attacking it. Assemble yourselves to attack it. Rise up for battle. Now I will make you small among the nations, despised by mankind. The terror you inspire and the pride of your heart have deceived you. You who live in the clefts of the rocks, who occupy the heights of the hill, though you build your nest as high as eagles, from there I will bring you down, declares the Lord. Edom will become an object of horror. All who pass by will be appalled and will scoff because of all its wounds, as Sidon and Gomorrah were overthrown along with their neighboring towns, says the Lord. So no one will live there. No people will dwell in it, like a lion coming up from Jordan's thickets to a rich pasture land. I will chase Edom from its land in an instant. Who is the chosen one I will appoint for this? Who is like me, and who can challenge me? And what shepherd can stand against me? Therefore, hear what the Lord has planned against Edom, what he has proposed against those who live in Teman. The young of their flock will be dragged away. Their pastures will be appalled at their face, at their fate. And at the sound of their fall, the earth will tremble. Their cry will resound to the Red Sea. Look, an eagle will soar and swoop down, spreading its wings over Bozrah. In that day, the hearts of Edom's warriors will be like the heart of a woman in labor. A message about Damascus. Concerning Damascus, Hamath and Arpad are dismayed, for they have heard bad news. They are disheartened. Troubled like the restless sea, Damascus has become feeble. She has turned to flee, and panic has gripped her. Anguish and pain have seized her, pain like that of a woman in labor. Why has the city of renown not been abandoned? The town in which I delight Surely her young men will fall in the streets. All her soldiers will be silenced in that day, declares the Lord Almighty. I will set fire on the walls of Damascus. It will consume the fortress of Ben-Hadad. The message about Kedar and Hazar. Concerning Kedar and the kingdoms of Hazar, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, attacked. This is what the Lord says, arise and attack Kedar, and destroy the people of the east. Their tents of their flocks will be taken, their shelters will be carried off, and all their goods and camels. People will shout to them, terror on every side, flee quickly away. Stay in deep caves, you who live in Hazar, declares the Lord. Nebuchadnezzar, king of the Babylon, has plotted against you. He has devised a plan against you. Arise and attack nation at ease, which lives in confidence, declares the Lord. A nation that has neither gates nor bars. Its people live far from danger. Their camels will become plunder, and their large herds will be spoils of war. I will scatter to the winds those who are in distant places, and I will bring disaster on them from the every side, declares the Lord. Hazar will become a haunt of jackals, and the desolate place forever. No one will live there. No people will dwell in it. A message about Elam. This is what the Lord says that came to Jeremiah the prophet concerning Elam. Early in the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, this is what the Lord Almighty says. See, I will break the bow of Elam, the mainstay of their might. I will bring against Elam and four winds from the four corners of heaven. I will scatter them to the four winds, and there will be no nation, and there will be not be, excuse me, and there will not be a nation where Elam's exiles do not go. I will scatter Elam before their foes, before those who want to kill them. I will bring disaster on them, even my fierce anger, declares the Lord. I will pursue them with the sword until I have made them an end of them. I will set my throne in Elam, and I will destroy their king and their officials, declares the Lord. Yet I will restore the fortunes of Elam in the day to come, declares the Lord.